Hello, and good evening from Sparks News. Tim Colombay here with an update on the epidemic facing London as we speak. Reports of the pests began 3 nights ago when residents reported feces and urine falling from the sky. Police attended multiple properties to investigate these incidents, initially believing them to be cases of disorderly conduct. Only later did they discover the situation was far more serious. Earlier today, we spoke to Mel Valare, one of the residents impacted. Can you tell us what it was you experienced last night?
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I was taking the dogs out for a walk, like I do every night, around 9 p.m, right? And as I was walking, I feel something fall down my coat, right? And, well, I look, and it's this horrible, sludgy, sort of white and brown thing, right? And I think, who's done that? Doesn't look like anything I've seen before, right? And I turn to the dog, right? I always chat to the dog. And I see he's got the same stuff all down his fur. So I think, right, well, someone must have thrown something from a window, right? But I look around, they're all closed. Not a soul about. So I think, right, what could have done that then? And that's when I hear the squeaking.
Merle and her dog were only some of the individuals impacted by the falling excrement. Police reportedly attended over 78 similar incidents across London spanning 3 days, initially labelling the investigation as a serial case of antisocial behaviour. When images started coming in of the incident, the police refused to comment, calling the photos falsified or from unverified sources. Nonetheless, these images went viral across social media, meaning eventually, police had no choice but to address the concerning content. After validating multiple images as legitimate, investigations began into the sudden appearance of this previously unknown creatures. Deputy Commissioner Mosley of the London Metropolitan Police released a public service announcement just this morning.
As you will be aware, we have been conducting research into the recent reports of unsavoury circumstances on London streets. We have now had multiple confirmations of a new pest impacting the lives of London's residents. We are taking this threat very seriously and intend to work with local authorities and animal charities to better understand and contain this development. Presently, we know little about the exact identity of these creatures, but we will update the public once we have more information on the threat.
Images of the pests have been shared online and between persons. One victim even caught video of the animals congregating outside their home. To the human eye, the creatures do appear to have both rodent and bird qualities, with wings similar in appearance to a common city pigeon. At present, reports have increased during the night, meaning many residents are beginning to suspect the animals follow similar sleeping patterns to the rat species. Some Londoners are taking the news better than others, though, with one victim posting, "Who's coming with me to the sewers to hang out with the rat birds?" Sparks News is committed to bringing the news as and when it happens. To gain a better understanding of these creatures and what they are, our correspondent Jay has gone underground to see if we can find them in their natural habitat. Over to you, Jay.
Coming to you live from the sewers of London. You can see I am decked out in layers of PPE given the health hazards of being surrounded by all the stuff down here. Will this be the future for Londoners travelling at night? How long will we live in fear that the rats have now taken to the sky, posing a serious health risk to the general public? When will the government confirm that? Away. Away. 嘘，嘘，他看到，他哪来？不能。Holy. I'm not quite sure if you can see this, but there are hundreds of little eyes looking at me. Some on the ground, some perched up on the ceiling there. I am very far from being alone down here. We're going to try and get a closer look at this feat of biology. Keep up with me, Mom. Mark, I haven't got all day. Hand me the camera if you're going to be pathetic. No. No. Get it here. No. Idiot. Holy shit.
Jay? Jay, have we lost you? Did you see those things? Right, okay. We apologize for any foul language used in the previous live recording. At present, the UK government has not issued a comment on the impact this discovery will have on London citizens. For the latest updates and news stories, you can find them all here at Sparks News with me, Tim Colombay. Stay tuned. In other news, lab-grown chicken burgers are taking the world by storm, with consumers claiming it tastes even better than the real thing. This week we spoke to teachers at Highburton Primary School, the first to be serving these meats as part of school lunches. Headmaster Padreau states that the meat alternative will, quote, inspire children to stop animal cruelty in a way our ancestors never had the option to. Parents do not seem to share his positive view, however, with many claiming that chicken tastes better when you have to kill.